Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. There's been a very relevant shaila that came up this past year with respect to people who lost their sense of smell. Are they allowed to say a bracha besamim for other people who are able to smell? And it comes up on today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalet. So the Gemara there talks about the first wide line down. Rabbi was Mefazran, who came to seeing the fire, he'd say the bracha right away. Rabbi Chiya would Mechansen, Rabbi Chiya would actually wait until he'd have all the bracha set up together, and then he'd say the bracha alakos. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Afa Pichu Rebbe Mefazron, even the Rebbe would say the brachas right away, he would be Choser V'sojin alakos, Kedei Lahoti Banov U'Bnei Beiso. He would repeat the brachas yet again in order to be Motzi, the Bnei Beiso, who have not yet heard the brachas of Havdalah. Now the Ritva there comments, he says, it's true of the bracha of Havdalah and the bracha of Hagafen, but with respect to the bracha of Besamim, he says, that's simply a birchas hanenin, and the din is one who's already yotzei the mitzvah cannot be motzi a birchas hanenin. You're going to tell me kiddush, a person's allowed to, a person yatsa, he could be motzi? He says it's not similar to kiddush, because kiddush is gorer osa lasosa chova. The kiddush brings in the bracha of Hagafen to be a chova. The Hagafen becomes a chova as well, so you can repeat kiddush even though you've already been yotze for the rest of your family. Masha'in came bazeh, as opposed to the besamim, says the Ritva, efshil avdala below atzei besamim. You could still say avdala without besamim, you don't need each other, therefore besamim stands alone as a birchas hanenin, and you can't go ahead and be motzi. The Meiri argues and says, no, even the besamim becomes a chova, but it becomes attached to the brachas of Havdalah. So the machlokas between the Ritva and the Meiri is whether Besamim becomes a chova or remains a birchas hanenin, nafka mida, whether you could repeat it again for the Bnei Beiso. Now the truth is the Besamim, when a person, if he smells a second time, he's allowed to say a bracha for himself again, but if he's not smelling it, so that's machlokas, whether you could say a bracha for others. So how does this relate to people who can't smell? So the Mechaber writes in the end of Reish Tzadi Zayin, Sifhei, he says, quoting from the Or Zeruah, Mi she'eino meiriach, a person who does not have a sense of smell. Einu mevarach al basamim, ela imkein niskaven lahoti b'nei beis haktanim shigil achinach o lahoti mi she'eino yodeya. So if he can't smell, he is able to say a bracha for others who can't say it on their own or for children for chinach reasons. That's what the Mechaber says. But the Mishabura points out, in terms of the second part of being motzi, those who don't know how to say the bracha, the Mishabura says, Kol ha'achronim cholken al zeh v'sovrim. Everybody argues on the Shulchan Aruch, and they hold, Dafka lahotzi b'nei beis ha'ktanim hu d'shari. You could only say the bracha to help the children, to be mechanich them. Shemuto alav kedei lechanichem b'mitzvah. There's a requirement of chinuch. Aval lo lahotzi mi she'eino yodea, not to be motzi those who don't know how to say the bracha. D'cheven shu einu chay b'davar. Since the one who can't smell isn't chayiv, einu yachal lahotzi acherim yidei chavasan. You can't be motzi others. Even though af be'etzim kiddush v'avdalah yachal lahotzi acherim af apishenu chayiv b'davar, even though by kiddush and havdalah, the regular bracha, the main bracha of havdalah, if you already were yotzei and you're not chayiv now, you could still be motzi. Shiny hasim there, it's different because there's a chova kol ish v'ish yisrael v'chol yisrael arevim zebezeh. When there's a chiv, you could be motzi others. Mash'en kem bezeh shirak minag ha'chachamim v'en tzarech lachzacharav. Bracha besamim is only a minag, it's not a chova, and therefore one cannot be motzi. But the Mechaber clearly felt that it was a chiv. Besamim became part of the whole Avdalah and turned into a chiv, and that's why he can't be motzi. But the Mishabura and other achronim, and this is how we paskin, that besamim remains a birchas hanenin only a minag and not a chova, and therefore one who cannot smell may not say the bracha besamim for others.